Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. As expert Trevor-long. Talking all things tech. Trevor-long.
EFTM.com for everything tech.
Trevor-long. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Is it true that Facebook are working on an Apple Watch competitor?
I don't doubt that it's possible they're working on it behind the scenes, but whether they bring it to market seems a long stretch to me. I mean, who would take on Apple? I mean, Apple took on the watch companies and they now have the best-selling watch in the world.
Yeah, everything comes and goes, though, doesn't it, Trev? Eventually, like I think of Nokia back in the day when they owned the phone world, and I thought they'll never go away, and now they're gone.
Their BlackBerry, and now they're gone too.
Well, that's true. So maybe Facebook see a little gap there.
What's Facebook offering that Apple aren't? You know, they're offering a smartwatch. It's the same thing, and also the trust and faith we have in Facebook is pretty low. So, do I want Facebook on my wrist all the time, listening to me as we conspire? You know, knowing everywhere I go, every step I take. I don't know. I think they're better off building a really robust app for all smartwatches because there's plenty of brands out there.
Ooh.
And going down that path. But see, Mark Zuckerberg, in his wisdom, thinks that the smartwatch is the future of devices so that we won't carry around
phones
and stuff.
Yeah.
So
Makes sense.
Wants to own the future platform.
It's interesting. So what I've read, Trev, and I mean, you're the techspert, but what I've read is that the Facebook watch would focus on messaging and health. Mm. And for me, that I guess means then Facebook is going to be gathering data on our health, which I feel like we don't have an issue letting Apple know about our health with the app that already comes loaded onto our phone that tracks our steps and our heart rate and all of the things that we do. And I guess maybe Facebook just want to get a bit of that action.
I'm sure they do. But I mean, Apple spend all their time talking about privacy and locking away our data and they can't see what's happening and all that stuff. Facebook don't exactly come out and say, oh, no, your data's private. We don't see anything. Their whole life is around data and owning us. So I wouldn't trust them with my fitness data, that's for sure.
Oh, big call. Do you have a Facebook page, Trevor, or have you ditched it?
I do. Yeah, no, I've got Facebook because you can't not have it in our industry. So unfortunately, you've kind of got to be there. If I had the choice, I'd love not to be there, but unfortunately, kind of need to be.
Any endorsements that Facebook were going to give you, Trevor-long, I think will be retracted after this interview.
Listen, there's enough of me bagging Facebook on YouTube and the like. Don't worry, because you know what I do? I buy stuff from the ads on Facebook purely for research purposes, and it's all rubbish. All of it.
Trev's house is just full of stuff from wish.com.au.
That's so funny.
Amount of ads you get for Wish on Facebook. I mean, and that's what makes Trev so great is because you don't really sort of skew to any kind of brand, right? You just sort of tell us what's good.
Tell it like it is. I love stuff. I hate stuff. And stuff that I don't like, I'll tell you.
I love that you're a sucker just like me. You know what I mean? Like, I love that you fall for the ads as simply as I do. And I'm the opposite of a techspert.
No. Well, my most recent one, I'm a rev head, so I get a lot of ads for these big rugs that you put down and they've got, like, the Melbourne Grand Prix circuit on it. I bought $150. It's beautiful. Like, it looks good. But it's the worst quality rug I've ever seen. And the print is already rubbing off and it's only been down for a day.
That's rubbish. Great.
Do you check any of these with your partner before you splash the cash? No.
I've got a separate office. She doesn't know how to
The den.
Separate
the den.
Office.
All right. So not worth it. Facebook watch. No.
If it gets off the ground. Yeah. I mean, if the reviews are coming in like this before it's even been to market.
Yeah.
The rumour was maybe next year, but we'll wait and see.
Don't expect me to be invited to the United States.
No.
You will not be launching the Facebook watch.
I don't even know how long Trev will do this segment with us, given that Bitcoin is going through the roof. And you have a little slice
don't
of that.
Do you have a coin?
You have a little Bitcoin pie?
A little decimal point of a coin, which is doing quite nicely. If it keeps going like it is, it could be my retirement.
Could be.
I feel like I'm priced out of the game, unfortunately. I watch it go up and up and up. But Trev.
Remember, you can buy a percentage. You don't have to buy the whole thing. Anyway.
No, I want the whole thing. I want the whole thing. I don't want a little piece.
I still don't understand Bitcoin. And we've talked about it at length.
We have. EFTM.com. Trevor-long, everything for the man. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, legends.
See you, mate.
See ya.
It's a little radio social experiment here because there is a common phrase in radio, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah.
We're trying to reach out to the long-time listeners, never caller.
Long-time listener, never caller.
Who, after our conversation, will become long-time listeners, first-time callers.
That's right, on the air with us. Because my sister yesterday said, I just don't understand the people that call into the show.
I mean, to be fair, we don't understand some of the people that call this show.
We love it, though, right?
Absolutely.
It makes the show. Brings the show to life.
As I said, it's the only true medium where you can engage with people and talk to them on their way to work and hear about what's happening in their life, and they can ring through with terrible Star Wars jokes whenever they feel like it.
Less of that would be good.
I don't want to discourage anyone from calling the show ever.
Well, Sebastian from Griffith is a long-time listener, never caller, first time on the air. Good morning, Sebastian.
Hey, buddy. Whoop.
Oh.
Okay.
Off to a rocky start. Sebastian, you there?
Oh, yeah, no, just the usual Wednesday morning, I suppose. Yeah.
There he is, Sebastian, first time on the air.
That's one of my favourite Aussie sayings. Yeah, nah.
And so can I ask, Sebastian, why have you never chosen to call in?
I guess a bit of stage fright. I have tried to call other things, like whether they have competitions and that, but I just never get through. Yes.
Well, mate, you are through. You're on the air. And as somebody who's always called through for competitions but never gotten through, why don't we sling you a pair of sunnies?
Beautiful.
At Reality Eye, where you've got $70 to spend online, my friend.
All righty.
Sebastian. How good's your Wednesday morning commute now?
Dude, don't let this be the last time we hear from you, please. We love the sound of your voice. Go to Catherine on 131060. First time on air. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, hon. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
That's
pretty
cool.
Good for Wednesday.
Excellent. Now, so this is the first time you've ever called through. I am curious as to why you've never dialed 131060 before now.
Probably because I've never had anything to say.
Okay.
Well, that's what people think. Everyone's got something to say.
Well, just like Sebastian, you try to ring and you don't get through.
It can be tricky.
Back in the old 2SM days, you used to be able to ring and try and ring records and everything like that, and you always got through.
Yeah, true. There's probably just more people listening now, I guess.
Trying to get through on the phone lines.
And more mobile phones than landlines, I would say,
That's a big development. You've got a bit to say on Ed Sheeran, though. It's his birthday today.
Well, I didn't know it was his birthday today, but I was thinking that I thought the same as you. I didn't think he was going to get anywhere.
No. That's a fair call, right? When you judge a book by its cover, which is not a good thing to do, which is what I did do, this guy, I don't know who. But he proved us wrong, didn't he?
I mean, Catherine. He's done okay.
He's done all right for himself.
Ed Sheeran has done all right, I think, in the music industry. Bless him.
You a fan these days? Has he won you over?
Oh, sort of. But
sometimes
they just flog the songs and you get sick of it.
I know.
But I don't know. I'm from an era of Sherbet, Skyhooks, and Ted Marie Gang. It's a bit hard to swing you over.
Yeah.
I got it. I feel you.
Naming some rippers there. How good are that? It's a fun Saturday night, isn't it, at Catherine's joint?
Also, the quote of the day.
What's that?
Sometimes they flog it.
They flog it,
and you just get sick of it.
I'll have a chat to our music guys about that. Catherine, great to have you on the air for the first time. Let's go one more this morning.
Yeah, we've got Samantha in Port Macquarie. Hey.
Sup, guys?
Sup, dog? What's
just
happening?
Just chilling, babe. Just chilling. What's up with you?
Well, I got up really early today. I'm just at the car wash about to wash my car and get into the office and get going.
Look at you go.
I love that. So you listen every day but just never decided to call the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really when I'm in the car, I'll go get my coffee, get out, get the coffee and go straight into work.
Yeah.
So.
And how does it feel now that you're on the air? I mean, are you nervous?
You're now a part of the show, Samantha.
I know. I feel like I'm complete now, guys.
Yeah,
I really am.
That's what we're here to do every morning, Samantha, is just,
I mean, we just
complete
met.
People's
my
lives.
Meditation is now complete.
Exactly.
That's very extreme, but good on you, babe.
I feel like, could we give, are you into the whole wellness stuff, Sam?
Like.
Try to be.
Stuff?
Yeah.
Like,
Could we do one of these app giveaways we're about to do next?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so next on the show, we're doing Wellness Guru.
Yeah, if you go to healthychef.com today, you can start your free day trial. This is Teresa Cutter's brand new app. But Samantha, we've actually got an annual subscription to the new Healthy Chef app that we'll give to you so you can look at all of the stuff for free. And she has amazing stuff on there. You'll love it.
Oh, bless. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Sam. Don't let this be the last time you call us, Sam. We'd love to have you back on again sometime soon, okay?
No worries.
All right, Wellness Guru is next with more subscriptions to give away.
That's right.
Gondi and Maz. The Wellness Rebellion.
Rebellion this week, guys, I've actually enlisted one of my favourite people who works in the health and wellness space. And this is because this week I thought we would talk about food a little bit because, Gondi, who doesn't love food?
Love food.
Love
food. It's my downfall.
It's most people's downfall. That's right. And so I thought I would get Teresa Cutter on the show. Hi, Teresa.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
We're so good. You're also known as the Healthy Chef. And what I love about you is your background is from a background in movement and food, and then you've kind of fused that together and you have some really excellent and simple food rules that you live by that I'd love for you to share with people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, I have always lived by them. It's my philosophy. It's about keeping it simple, keeping it fresh, and making it yourself, and knowing what's in the food you eat. You know, don't keep it complicated. And that's how I do all my recipes, and that's how I do design everything. You know, just focus on balance and simplicity, and you can't go wrong.
We've had this conversation before, Teresa, where like I feel like we grew up in this convenience culture where we're like, oh, just buy it. If you can buy it, why would you make it? And that is sometimes the downfall. And making it yourself sounds overwhelming, but what you do is you put together, as you said, simple things. So instead of buying a burger, you've got a really great way of making it easy to make, and then you know what you're eating is good for you.
That's right. It's simplicity. It's for the whole family. It's whether you're single or a couple or a busy family of four or whatever, you will find something at the Healthy Chef app, which is I'm so excited about this new app that we've just launched. Which was on Monday too. You know, we've provided 700 recipes and counting because we're adding new ones each week.
That's so good.
It's great for everybody. So whether you're vegetarian or pescatarian or classic or this or the other, you know, it's about not keeping it complicated, keeping it simple, getting people back into the kitchen so they can cook healthy meals at home in under 30 minutes.
Well, Teresa, the key word there was back in the kitchen. I've never been. I love the end product. I love food, but cooking is not my thing. I just can't seem to enjoy it. Am I overcomplicating it for myself? You know, is it stripping it back and making it easier? Is that the way to go?
You know what? You've just hit the nail on the head. It is about stripping it back. And I think, you know, you and your partner, whatever, can just enjoy a glass of wine, you know, cook some food at home. Just, you know, you can make, I've got things like 3-ingredient soups and 2-ingredient soups in this app.
And enjoying that time in the kitchen is a really good way to start with cooking your own stuff. Like, make the end product the date. Make being in the kitchen together the date. Like, make that part of the process that you cook together and you chat. And then some of your recipes, I've had so many of your recipes on my high rotation list in my kitchen, Teresa. But, like, you do make it really simple. And, like, so Teresa does this recipe with these amazing ricotta hotcakes that my son devours. And I know it's wholemeal spelt flour, it's ricotta cheese, it's a bit of vanilla essence. It's so simple. It's an egg. Done. Cook them all up. He loves them for breakfast, for snacks, and it's super versatile. And I just know that I'm feeding my kid some healthy stuff, but he thinks it's a bit naughty because it's got the word cake in it because we say hot cakes.
It's how you frame it for your kids as well, you know. And that's how I learned how to cook, you know. I learned how to cook from my grandparents who just kept it simple but budget conscious as well, you know. And they grew everything themselves and they made it. And I fell in love with food from a very young age. And I try and take that simplicity and the balance and moderation, you know, keeping it real, guys, and not be too fanatical about everything. And just enjoy life, enjoy food, enjoy good food and enjoy whole foods.
The app is The Healthy Chef and you've been you've been generous enough to give us a couple of annual subscriptions to the app, which has just launched. So if that is something that is interesting you, if you are like you glued to your radio listening to this segment, like I need that in my life, we've got some subscriptions to give away. So 131060, give us a call. And Teresa, thank you so much. I truly do. I'm a huge fan of what you do. And in the wellness and in the health space, you're helping us live better lives. So thanks.
Thanks, guys. Great to be on the show.
And what's that behind you there, Teresa? Is that like a wall of protein powders or what is that? It's just like, wow, that, I need that in my house.
It's your naked chocolate powder.
This is our wall of, it's whole food protein powders. We've got superfoods and immune boosters green powders and stuff like that.
It's like a wall of wellness. Have a look
really
at you.
Is.
Just a wall of wellness.
I want one of those in my house.
Yeah, just take your pick, whichever one you like. Hey, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Gaundy and Maz. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
New South Wales officially is open for business. And this is really exciting, guys. We do know that local businesses were hit hard during the pandemic. And here in New South Wales, we had one main lockdown. And then there was that, you know, kind of hotspot situation that happened over Christmas. And so there was that double effect for some businesses. I do feel for Victoria right now, who are into their third lockdown.
Well, how's that there too? Because in Victoria, they shut down the entire state rather than just going, this is a hotspot, we'll deal with it here.
They just shut it all down.
That's horrible for businesses.
That's a whole other conversation.
I just think New South Wales has been managed very well.
We're lucky to live in New South Wales. Yeah. That's definitely how I'm looking at it. And we want to get businesses back on track. And the state government have announced a $3.5 million investment plan into our local businesses. So just to explain what this means, let me tell you the story about old mate Gav. Gavin Hughes, who owns Stony Creek Farm Distillery near Bega, what he had to do in order to reopen is he had to extend where they do their sort of gin distillery school to accommodate for social distancing. So they actually had to like cut into a mountain, I think, to like extend the place in order to fit people in. Cost them about 10 grand. The 10 grand of renos for a small business is a lot of money.
Yeah, that hurts.
It hurts, but it was necessary and he's glad that they've done it. But what Gav can do now is apply for a business grant to cover those costs. So this money is going towards local businesses who need a bit of a zhuzh, a bit of a revamp. It's all about new activities to entice people to have a staycation in New South Wales instead of going to a different state and spend local. And that's going to get us all back up on our feet and partying.
I love the idea of Gav listening right now because he had no idea we're about to talk about him. And Gav could be like, oh, that's me.
I hope that he's okay with us calling him Gav. His name is Gavin Hughes.
Gavin would love it. Gavin would absolutely love it.
Sorry, Mr. Hughes of Stony Creek Farm Distillery.
Distillery, if you know Gav, shout out.
Well, I mean, his story is the one that I read from the Daily Telly, you know.
I'm sure businesses who are eligible for it would be across it, but we wanted to put it out there in case you weren't aware and you went, oh, man, that's me.
And also,
I could do that.
If you are thinking, you know what, I love a short break. A mini getaway is so awesome. A little weekend away somewhere and you are thinking of going across the border, don't. Stay in New South Wales, book a few days, take Monday off work. I give you permission. And like spend locally and go and visit the places that have been affected by the pandemic and let's help get them back. Let's get it back, team.
I feel bad now because I've booked Melbourne for Easter to see my dad. Look, I haven't seen him for over a year.
Don't feel bad about that because seeing family is super important as well. And your dad, it's your birthday weekend and it's like you need to go and see your dad. That's important. I just hope that Melbourne doesn't get thrown into another lockdown before then.
Mm.
I mean, both my fingers are crossed.
If that is the case, it will be staycation,
what if you get
baby.
Stuck in Melbourne?
He's been stuck there for the entire time. What if I get stuck there?
Oh, right. I need to do a show with your dad.
Show live.
That would be fun. How does Sir Gaunt go on the radio?
Oh, Big Kev on the radio?
Yeah, how does Big Kev?
He gets pretty nervous. Yeah, a little bit nervous. He's been on before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you get all your confidence from then, hey?
Oh, that's a good question. No, he's confident. Just he wants the thing with my dad and radio is that he wants it to be good for me. Do you know what I mean? So he's got the confidence, but he's like, oh, I just want it to be good for you. I'm like, mate, just relax.
That's really sweet.
And you'll have a good time.
He wants your approval. Yes, it's like a total role. Like, mate, don't we spend our childhood trying to get our parents' approval and, like, not wanting to let them down? And then it switches at some stage. Oh, Kevy.
He also said to me, he's like, I didn't think the radio thing was going to work out for you in the early days. So he's like, well done, man. Well done.
You ready? Gondi and Maz, the hit, break the show.